Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's, so
that's awesome. Oh, awesome.
That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Bradford Anderson.
Yo, dude.
We got a great guest today, and he's becoming kind of a regular guest on our show.
I know.
Who'd have thunk? Who'd have thunk we'd be so lucky?
I know.
It's
this guy.
Awesome.
That's awesome, dummy. That's awesome. Maurice Bernard's joining us today. What's up, Maurice?
That was a good one.
What's
dude.
Going on, man?
Hey, dude.
How are you doing? I hate looking at this when I'm looking at this.
Okay, well, look wherever you want. Dude.
Look wherever you look. Right. Your profile is just as nice as your front on.
It's kind of dumb. All right.
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing?
Yeah, man. We feel good.
Glad to see you're keeping warm in your leather jacket there.
That's a nice leather jacket.
I don't know what it is, man. It's just like...
It's probably like the one I wear when we're on the road. Just comes some kind of plastic something. But it looks good.
Like, it's like plush. What do they call plush?
No.
Polyester, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
dude.
It's shiny and sexy, though. That's what
I'm
saying.
Hey, so there's a few reasons you're here today with us, but let's just go through a few things. Like, how's state of mind going? You know, I mean, it's been you've been doing it for what now? How long?
State of mind? Well, YouTube, not about 6 months, but altogether from about 2 years.
And you've been getting some awesome guests.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. Yeah. And I try to, we're just improving it with my friend here, Sergio. He's the camera guy. You met him yesterday.
No, it looks great, man. The stuff I see on YouTube now looks fantastic.
And Maja tries to get in on everything, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I just had to shoot another scene with him today.
Our friend Maja, I know he's telling you what to do during scenes. Oh, I'm like, this isn't going to end well for Maja. At all, like not at all.
This dude today. Well, can I just tell you one thing, man?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
What this Joker did today? No, I gotta tell you this, man. So I'm cutting it with Serge, right? I'm cutting the movie and stuff,
yeah,
or the whatever it is, and I just cut. The whole thing is funny. So I cut Majin out, right?
Of a scene.
Yeah, kind of like that, the last half. And okay. I said, Serge, cut him out. Cut him. So then Maja comes in and we're showing him what we cut. And all of a sudden I see the scenes back. It's back in because I think Sergio knew that Maja was going to see it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then I'm like, what the hell's going on? I said, cut that. And then Maja's all quiet.
Dude,
and then he's in the corner over there and he's quiet because, you know, I cut him out and he keeps going. Yeah, but I think you made it.
You know what, what this reminds me of? When I was, I'd visit my dad. He had a friend who was an actor who did a movie, literally did the movie, went to see the movie. And it was a whole nother actor in the movie. And they didn't tell him at all. They didn't tell him. So when we see this birthday
presentation
celebration of yours, presentation,
a celebration, presentation, the presentation celebration.
Yeah. But Steve, he's going to be in it like all throughout the whole thing. This guy. And I just shot another scene with him to make him a little happy for
that's
cutting the other scene.
That's too many scenes, dude. It's too many scenes.
Anyway.
All right.
Anyway. Oh, listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some great people coming up on State of Mind, but I got something that I'm so happy about that I'm shooting on Saturday, but it's not, I don't want it to be Zoom, but I have to be Zoom because I like talking right in front of with people. But it's a girl that has cerebral palsy and she's 19, man. And she doesn't talk. She looks at the computer. And then that's how she.
So she has another. She has another way of communicating.
Yeah, it's like
right.
She'll look, and then she'll go.
Wow, that's
hi.
Incredible.
How are you? The computer goes hi. How like Stephen Hawkins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm shooting. Wow. I'm doing her Saturday, and I'm very happy about that. Very, because I already interviewed her for something else.
Cool.
And as I was doing it, I said, "Hey, you want to do?" She's a big GH fan.
That's awesome.
Except she doesn't like Jason. But who? Then I said,
"There's a lot of people I've heard that like."
I know, it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. But yeah, she likes you. She likes you though. It's
get
weird.
Closer thanks. To your mic, Bradford.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So try that. Because you've only done a podcast for 74 years. You think you get closer to funny. The mic. So
on the
short. What the hell's going on with Bradford? He's looking handsome. And what is he doing? Cutting his hair or what?
No, he lost about 10 pounds, dude. I put him on a plan.
Oh, because he looks good.
And I know. Look at this.
Yeah.
Watch
dude.
Out now, Spinelli.
Oh my goodness. Is that what it is? Just the weight?
Yeah, he lost weight in his face, dude. It's awesome.
But he cut his hair, did something.
Yeah,
too.
He looks
yeah,
good.
Yeah, my
man.
Hair's a little bit shorter.
Looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
things are
tell
working
us,
for me. Thanks, Mo. Thanks for noticing. I'm so
no,
I'm
just touched. I looked at you and I said.
Tell us how this birthday presentation went from a possible movie. To what it is, to kind of what it is now. So people know what to expect.
Okay. What happened was I thought of a cool idea of a boy comes to a gangster and says, "Can you find out who killed my parents?" And he doesn't know that the gangster killed his parents. Mm. So I wanted to do something like that. And I had this great.
With Joshua, though, you wanted for
yeah,
Joshua.
With Joshua, right?
Your son, yeah, yeah.
We shot a whole day, but you know, my genius filmmaker here is a music video guy,
director.
So he was kind of learning on the job. So we were having problems with sound. So we did it one weekend, didn't work, and you know, then we did it another weekend and kind of. But I knew that he could do it visually and looks great, right? So. But I didn't know he'd learn this fast. So we decided to, well, Paula did, because they were all getting crazy with my family and me. And they're like, "What are you doing? And this is not going to work." And like, oh, man. So they said, Paula said, "Why don't you make this into a fun thing? And there will be no pressure on you to be a movie and do it that way. And just do a bunch of scenes and things.
With your friends."
Yeah, with actors who I want in there. And so we did, we started doing it. And what started happening, which is interesting, is Serge started learning real fast and getting better. We started getting really good at cutting and editing. And
yeah,
in the beginning, it was tough and this and that. Sound was a big problem.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Dude,
sound.
It always is.
Oh, it's tough. It's tough when you got a bunch of people in a scene. So I went out and got some stuff this week. And now this. Thank God for Steve, but he didn't have any, you know, whatever Steve's doing in it.
Yeah.
And so we made it into this fun project and I'm very happy. Steve's thing looks some people that have seen it. He looks like the Terminator. It's fantastic. And I have
people. People have says he is a bit robotic.
Yes, I am a robot.
Yeah, the
it's
dude,
amazing.
The problem that Steve has is he's just getting way too big. And it's
so
looking,
stupid, dude. You're no, dumb.
I'm not joking.
Dude, come
it's
on,
just
stop.
Not looking right. It's almost looking kind of
what are you
like
talking
a,
about?
Like he's Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm an actor, but it's just too big, I think, for an actor.
That's not
that's
true. Okay.
Tiny waist, big chest.
All right.
The proportions
you,
are weird. It looks like an hourglass.
That. But it's I did
huge
post
thighs. Huge thighs.
Not really. I did post I posted a pic, Mo. By Serge's motorcycle.
It looks good, right?
Oh, it looks amazing, dude. It looks great.
Yeah, you look
and the thing you sent me looks great. So I don't even know what this whole thing is. I know you sent me clips a little bit here and there because you got some like Dominic's in it, Ken's in it, some more Real's in it, some more people are in it, and it looks amazing. And I'm
excited. Dude, that trailer you put out of that little preview.
That's
of
his deal, man.
Yeah, that's cool, dude.
That's Serge awesome. Over there. You know, look, it's the thing is, it's not what people may think it's going to be. It's because it's kind of a comedy.
It's just fun.
Yeah it's fun. It's not like, oh, Marie's trying to be. It's and we did some stuff. I mean, we just crazy. Today I did a scene with Mudge, and he said, I'm sorry. In the scene, I said, sorry means never, love means never having to say you're sorry. That's a movie called Love Story back in the 1970s. I was going to leave it all in, but I had to cut the movie. Nobody's going to know, but who cares?
How fun is it to improv, though? Like, how fun is it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's the best, right? Because when we did our little thing yesterday, you guys didn't even know what you were really talking about.
No.
You know, and you just started talking, making it up on your, you know, on the
I
shot.
Have it all in my head. It was and great. And you know what's, I used Victoria Gotti for a scene on Skype.
That's amazing.
And she doesn't really do a lot, but she was like, did it. And it's mysterious. And she's a good actress.
That's awesome.
I was like, man, you can act. And she was like, what are you going to do? You know, I was like, whoa, okay. And then I'm going to use Jeff today.
Oh yeah. Jeff Kober.
Yeah. For something. And I got Brian Craig and so it's all fun. And Ian's funny. Ian Buchanan.
Oh, Ian's awesome, dude. Yeah. So Bradford was good. We were going to do something together. But
yeah, Bradford. I had a whole thing scheduled. And then Steve said, I don't want him. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't want him? I had it all. It was so funny. Listen, Bradford, it was you and Steve. And then you were going to be the tough guy.
Right.
And then like Steve would open his mouth and you'd go, shut up.
It was amazing. It would have been amazing.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
But Steve said that you didn't want to do it or you don't.
It was when we were down.
No, dude, he lives in Sacramento, bro.
Well, but I don't care if he lives in Africa. Why wouldn't he do it?
It's Sonny's birthday, bitch.
That's what you should call it. It's Sonny's birthday, bitch.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. That's great.
He swore a little bit too, but it's cool.
Yeah, just make
no, sure. Whatever, man. It's gonna be good. Whatever.
So well, we can save that scene for something else because that's a great concept.
Okay, Bradford, let me explain to you.
Yeah,
here's what I wanted with you, and it was in my head. And Steve didn't want to go for it, I don't think. But
this is here's you, what you I start, wanted you to quit lying.
No, I'm dead serious on this. I was
on this one.
Before.
Okay, yeah. You're serious.
I wanted you at my house, and you guys come up with cowboy hats.
Cowboy hats, you're right.
And you come up to me, and I'm the gangster guy, and you're the tough guy. And then you and Maj just start fighting.
In a cowboy hat?
I look the toughest in a cowboy hat, for sure.
That's let me
for
tell you. Sure.
Not true at
that
all.
That would have been hilarious.
Oh, Steve at one time was a rhinestone cowboy, I believe.
Sure. I love rhinestones. But it would have been awesome if Bradford came in just with chaps on and a hat and got off a horse.
Like, oh, don't even tell me because now I get all crazy.
Oh, man.
Bradford, what I wanted with this, because it's my style or my taste of what I like, I wanted this to be humor, but real.
Sure.
So if I heard anybody acting or I'd stop the thing, no, that's not good. So I wanted it to be in improv, so then it becomes kind of like real stuff that's funny, not. And that's what we got in it.
That's awesome.
There's a scene with Real where I call him Mike Tyson because he talks like that, you know.
Does he have a high voice? He does. That's awesome.
And then Ian goes. Ian goes. Don't make fun of my friend.
Oh, dude, that's amazing.
Well, I can't wait to see this thing.
So this is going to be on YouTube. This is going to air 2 days after it's on YouTube. So if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube. Check out Maurice's birthday celebration presentation. It's
What is the name? And Maurice, what's the name of your YouTube page? Is it MB State of Mind or what is it?
Yeah, MB State of Mind. And we're going to put up around 6 o'clock and I'm going to do a YouTube live.
Yes.
Awesome.
During it.
Awesome, dude.
And there's a bunch of people, I guess, said happy birthday. So we'll put that up first and then we'll do the.
That's awesome, dude. Thing. Cool. Looking forward to it. Now let's just switch gears just for a second because we're going to talk about General Hospital a little bit. So I have a few questions for you. Last time I saw you, you fell off a bridge. Yeah. And How far exactly downriver did they find you? Do you know?
Yeah, it was about like 85 miles down the river that I kind of swam. And then, right. and then I ended up in the snow.
All as right. So
good. You were preserved.
Yeah. And since I'm sunny, I don't get hyperthermia. I don't get anything. Right. I just kind of swim.
So you swam and you just crawled up to the riverbank in the snow and a state trooper found you, right? Or somebody like that.
Oh yeah. A state trooper found me and I just played that I had a headache.
Oh yeah. He didn't ask for ID or anything.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
What don't you remember? Who are Whether you now? Who are you on the show?
Oh, I'm Mike.
You're Mike.
Mike.
Okay.
Yes.
And now what's Mike? What's Mike doing on the show?
Mike is a janitor kind of guy in a bar. And he has these two people there who took him in.
Who are awesome, by the way.
Huh? Oh, said, God, they're...
They're amazing.
Just great.
Yeah.
And I'm having a great time. You know, it's just that awesome, the audience is like, go back to thing. Because, you know, here's what I say. Look, but I'm doing something now that I really love. I won't tell you what it is because I'll get in trouble. But
sure.
It's, you know, but the audience is like this. Here's the way it works, I think, because I've been on the show for, you know, a couple of years. When you have Jason and Carly crying for Sonny to come home, like sure. the song. Sonny, come home. Is that the way? Yes, and whatever. You have them crying, and then you have me over here playing like the sweetest guy, huh? in a bar sweeping floors.
Yeah.
Yeah. The audience is like, we don't want that. We want him to go back.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Uh-huh. But I will say this. I'm having fun. I love it. I'm working with two wonderful actors.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's different. And what I have coming up that the audience hasn't seen, I didn't think it was going to be so
fun.
Great.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
I know. Look, people don't like change, but as an actor, it's fun to mix it up and just take the sunny suit off and be someone else for a little while. I mean,
This I haven't talked about much. It's really kind of because I'm kind of, I think Steve and I had this conversation before I started that I was just going to play now the way to change it was to just, you know, because in any character that I play, it to me, how you do it is by energy. You got to change energy. And however you do that, whether you don't use your hands, whether you talk a little slower and that's so for this guy. I think Steve and I talked about it because now Steve tells me what to do and everything I do is ridiculous.
That's like, tell
me about it. I told him what to do for 20 years. Now it's like, yeah, you're not doing that right. So
hey, don't be jelly.
I'm just playing me, Maurice, but even in the nicer version than Maurice. And it's not difficult. It's actually pretty, it's easier. It's easy. And I mean, it's easier than John Gotti or anything else. And it's just playing me. So lately I've been like laughing and smiling and doing something else.
So what you're saying is interesting, right? Because you're playing a heightened version of Maurice Bernard as the nice guy, the happy Maurice, right?
Yes.
So what happens if you're having one of your down days, right? Because if you have a down day, if you feel if you feel emotionally down, it was easy for you to play Sonny because you could just play that.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, that happened to me once with Carol, bless her heart, my friend who passed away. I was in depression, and I had to do a scene where I was real happy.
Yeah,
and I did it, and they said, Maurice, can you do it again? I did it, and then Maurice, could you do it again? So then Carol came out and said, listen. You need to be, I said, Carol, you're my friend and I'm very depressed. That's as far as I can give you. She goes, oh, okay. Yeah, it's difficult. So, now, you're saying a bad day, not depression or anxiety.
Well, I'm just saying now, being Mike, since you're playing this heightened, happy Sonny or Maurice,
yeah.
Have you had a day where you were kind of down?
No, I've been happy as hell. I'm breathing and I'm alive, man.
Good for you, man. That's awesome.
I mean, I'm sure I'm going to have a bad day, but
sure.
So far I haven't. But great. If you have a bad day, you can go in and fake it as much as you can.
Right.
Sure.
But you're right. The question was good. Not that your questions are good, but that question was good because
not in particular.
What saved me as Sonny was and being bipolar and anxiety and depression. What saved me is you're right. I could always just bring all that ugliness into Sonny, and the audience would be like, "Oh, that's Sonny."
Right.
So it worked. It worked.
Yeah, right.
It's when I have to play something different. I had a bad day when I played, in Nightmare Cinema. I had to play a priest and I had a bad day. So hard. So hard, man. Because I had to do these priest lines and things. And
right.
Anyway, any other decent questions you have?
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy, though? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or your renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. I saw on Twitter someone, and I think it might have been you that retweeted it, a scene of you as Nico and All My Children. But it was funny because, speaking of carefree, you were being like this. There was this older gentleman telling you.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Yeah. And you were like, lay off, man. I'm a wild and crazy guy. Like, it was kind of like that. And you can't control me. I'm going to do what I want, mister. It was just so funny to see you. In that, like, obviously as a much younger person that, but it was like
much, much younger.
Well, that's not what I meant. But like but playing you know that what, kind you, of youthful, you know that what, youthful Bradford? Bravado. Yeah.
Well, I just saw that scene too on Twitter. And you know what? I thought of myself, I was terrified with nerves.
Mm. Oh,
ooh, look, these nerves of mine, because of, I have, only in the last 5 years or so have I not had the nerves that I used to have. When you and I used to work, Steve, I was like,
right. But really? But you going to do a different project, like when you went to do Gotti, right?
No,
for example.
It's terrible.
But did your nerves come back once you got on set there?
Yeah, I was nervous as fuck. I was, you know the story.
I know the story, but I'm saying, it's easy not to have nerves when you play Sonny for 30 years, right?
No, I had nerves, dude.
So, but when you go off and do these other projects, do you still get that kind of butterflies before you start?
I'll let you know if I get butterflies the next job I get. But
yeah, I hear it might be an awesome one. Go ahead.
It looks like it, yeah. Yeah, dude, you know why? Because I'm not, I'm better now, but I've always don't like the feeling of the new boy in school.
Yeah.
Because
when I used to go to different, I'd be like, so every time I have a job outside of the soap, it's like, you don't get treated great.
Sure.
hey, man, I'm Sonny.
And they're like,
Sonny.
They're like, who?
They look at you like, even when I did Gotti, it was like, oh, hi. and then what you have to do inevitably, like I've said before, you like the way I just said inevitably?
Yeah,
what you have to do, this is what I tell people, which is what I do. Every job that I do, I have to prove myself again.
Of course.
So what I do is there's always a scene that you go in, and every scene there is one, Gotti or anything, where you do something and everybody gets quiet. Then you're like,
All right. They're like, yeah, this guy's the real deal now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before that, it's like,
yeah, I'm still waiting for that quietness.
Wait, you said up until about 5 years ago. So at GH, so even at GH 20, 25 years into it, you were still getting butterflies. Was it regarding the material or no. was it, what was it?
Well, there was one, like when Jason and Carly were against me, it was just a lot of pressure. And
you're so dumb, dude. No, I know what you're doing. Now you're looking up and faking everything.
No. There was a lot of pressure during that period because my problem is I'm just so, and plus ego, you know, ego is a big deal. But so competitive, and I felt like I wasn't, it was hard for me to win this fight without, you had, who, hey, what was that?
I don't you know okay?
That yeah.
That was good.
Jason.
That was like Vinny Barbarino. That was like, that was a little Travolta in there somehow. I don't know what happened.
Jason had Carly, the whole town, the Quartermains. And who did Sonny have? No one.
I don't even know what story you're talking about.
Okay, there was many stories, but the story where where I was with Nat, so what's her name, Natalia? What was the character?
Yeah.
Oh, Emily.
Go ahead. Call me what you were going to, because I was watching the documentary last night.
Emily.
Yeah, but what were you calling me during that time?
I don't know. What was I calling you?
Woody Allen.
That's funny.
I was watching the documentary on Woody Allen.
That's funny.
So the
Quartermains didn't want her to date you, and so
Jason's in there and now Carly's in Jay, you know, and Jason and Carly are basically lovers.
No, we're friends. Dude, we're friends, man. She's my BFF.
Okay. Yeah, BFF. Hey, you know, now that Sonny's dead, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But but that's
FFWB,
the truth,
FWB, you know? FWB, what's that? FW,
friends what? With
Ben, what?
Friends with
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
So stupid. Don't get this guy out of roll, dude. Just don't get this guy out of the roll.
There's a lot right, of letters great. You could throw in there.
There sure is.
All right, but
you're having fun, though, dude, huh? On the show.
Yeah, I'm having a good time, man. I'm having a real good time.
Good, dude.
Awesome. And dude, it's like watching, you know, watching your creativity come out through your YouTube page. And
yeah, it's awesome, man.
It's awesome. It's really cool.
Yeah,
to see.
Thank you, man.
No,
yeah.
it just seems like, Mo, because I've known you for a long time, that things are like everything's clicking on kind of all cylinders. And some of those cylinders are new, you know, with you doing a lot of Instagram and State of Mind. You're doing YouTube. You're creating content.
Yeah.
Now you're in this creative space outside of GH, which I love. That you're in this creative space outside the show, you know?
But, you know, my problem always has been in the past. And I think I shouldn't even bring it up, but I will just because it's important for people to listen to this thing that I had, that I've always had, you know, but that's kind of life. When great things are happening, you're waiting for the shoe to drop.
Sure.
Because it with me, especially, it's always like, okay, you're going to get this, and now you're going to go have anxiety for, you know, why can't it just, but maybe if we just live in the moment,
love that,
and not think about what happened or what's going to happen and just live in the moment. That's when you really find your joy. I think for me, I can speak for myself, because if I start thinking, when you first said that things are going great, I'm like, oh, okay, what's going to happen? Yeah.
Right.
But we shouldn't do that. We should live right here, you know, right in the now.
I mean, that's great. I mean, just, you know, considering your past and stuff, that's awesome advice anyway. But, you know, getting older too, that's what I'm trying to do. And I know Bradford, we're trying to always be present and not worry about what's coming up, not worry about what happened, you know, being there with your kids, being there for your wife, being there with your friends, just enjoying what we did yesterday, Maurice, you and I. You know, just shooting your little scene that we did.
Yeah, 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 exactly. I don't think you have that problem.
You do
in certain ways, but not like with me. Yeah. It, you know, what that kind of thing that I have, or had and trying to get through it, it takes me to a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, oh, I need to, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to get money to pay the rent or this? Or that? It takes me to this because when if you continue to live in the moment, I won't allow myself to get to that.
Yeah, you won't go down that rabbit hole if you're just focusing on what's in front of you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome, man. Wow.
And Bradford doesn't seem like he has any freaking problems and that kind of stuff. No, I'm dead serious. That kind of, it's like.
Just alcohol.
Just luck. Oh, he is?
No, I'm just kidding. He loves alcohol.
He's just lucky to have people. Steve, this is another thing. People don't understand. I mean, I know you go through some stuff, but you know, I've been through some stuff, but people don't understand how lucky they are just to be pretty much laughing and happy.
Sure.
That's the greatest without having to be trapped in this mind.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Maurice, there is I'm probably on closer to the other end of the spectrum where, in my personal life, not that in touch with in the past, I'm getting better at it. Not that in touch with my emotional life. Like I remember in an acting class, basically the teacher was getting us to name the emotion that we're feeling. Name it. Where are you? How are you? Name it. And I was like, I couldn't name my emotions. Like I just don't have but if someone tells me to play an emotion and feel it and do it organically, I can do that. But how's Bradford doing? Shit, I don't know. I'm good. You don't need to worry about me. I'm good.
I see a state of mind happening here. I see Maurice diving deeper and we're going to crack open Spinelli.
But that's an interesting, like, so.
But does your wife help you out?
Well, yeah, because she was like, you can't just be fine. Like, you can't just be like good all the time. Yes. You can't just be good all the time.
No.
Like, if I'm angry about something and something real is happening between us and you're just okay, that pisses me off. And what pisses you off? And I'm like, nothing really pisses me off. And she's like, that's not great. Do you know what I mean?
That's
not
true.
But is exactly. it genuinely that nothing pisses you off?
No.
A little, well, I mean, certain things, things that I can't control frustrate me and that can bring me to anger, but things that are sad, things that are, I can rationalize so quickly, that I rationalize past the reactive emotion that is granted. Like I should have an emotion to this, but I've rationalized it so quickly and I've just become okay with it so quickly that the emotion that would be natural to have, I don't have it.
Well, what happens to the emotion, even though you rationalize it?
Well, in high school, I would bottle it up and then I'd have panic attacks in high school or like anxiety attacks. And it would be a huge release and it would be great, but it would happen like once every 4 or 5 months. And then when I got older, it stopped happening. But I didn't get better at it, but I'm getting better at it now and seeing what a detriment it was to relationships and stuff in the past. So it's interesting because when I hear you guys talk and where emotions kind of take control of you, that's a simple way of saying it, but and emotions I have to work to feel sometimes.
Dang.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, Maurice, because I know you've talked to a lot of people, right, about this stuff. My family was always tell it to your face, always out in the open, always yelling at each other. There was no sweeping anything under the rug ever. And my wife's family is completely opposite. Bottled up, sweep it under the rug, don't address it. And I'm like, I'd rather be kind of have the background where I'm from. Where everything gets laid out on the table and you can move on, right? You get your emotion out, whatever. It might not always be a great outcome during that time, but like to get it out for me, you know me, how I struggled with a lot of anger back then.
Yeah.
So it was important for me to get that stuff out. I can't imagine keeping it bottled up. You know, I have more control over it now for sure, but That's interesting.
But there's, you know, ultimately the happy medium is where you want to be, right?
Of course, sure. Right.
But bottling up, that's what I did, is horrible.
Yeah.
That's what I, and then, you know, even when I had my first breakdown, I just believed that was all explosion of emotion and crying all the time. Cause I had to build, for 21 years, I bottled it up. So when I finally, that happened, then I just woo, like a, you know, faucet.
Yeah.
But the yelling and stuff, they do it. But it's better, but it's not.
It's not a great way to communicate.
No, eventually that's going to get you too somehow. But the bottling, sure. Like your wife's family.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And both
Bradford,
of us.
We might have to get Bradford on State of Mind. Because I
love this. This would be amazing.
I'm interested. Yeah, I'm kind of interested in his thing. I got to figure.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Because I thought he was just like happy and good. And,
well, but I
that's
am.
That's another problem that he has.
Yeah.
It's not an unpleasant state of being. It's just you're not functioning. It's not the full human experience, though.
Because you're not honest, right? With your.
Right. But it doesn't necessarily feel that way. It just feels like, it's almost
that's
like a.
Trip.
Yeah, it is.
But you're not experiencing things to the depth in that they deserve to be experienced, you know.
But you don't have any other problems.
Not that I
because
know.
Because of that.
After State of Mind, we can ask that question again. And maybe
like, when I'm carrying him out of the room, we'll ask that question. Like, buddy, you okay?
Yeah.
You okay, buddy?
Because I feel now I'm starting to be a lot more like Bradford, where I'm just like. People want to argue with me and I stressed and I don't want to get any, I don't want stress.
Yeah.
So I don't get upset. I don't get angry. And if a thought comes of, you know, something, I go to another thought. I don't, and I'm just living.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
So Mo, that when you do State of Mind with him, the interesting thing for me, just hearing Bradford talk, because obviously we talk every day, but the interesting thing is that he had the panic attacks and then either his mind and body, he tricked his mind and body into not having them. There was a point where he stopped having them, but he still didn't feel the emotion that was going on. He just kind of leapt over that emotion and kept going. Right. So that's what's interesting.
Yeah. But if he kept if he keeps going and he had a lot of stress in his life, bad marriage and maybe drinking and stuff, he'd have panic attacks again.
Sure.
Well, right. I think actually one of the things that certainly helped me was the career. Like I'd go off for months at a time and have a little bubble life, meet new people, perform and get to emote and get to, you know, and have an emotional life, play someone else's emotional life. And
that's
that made, didn't
that's
make me
interesting.
Like, so when you think about it, like, oh, I don't have a huge emotional life in my personal life. You don't think about that because you're very dramatic.
Yeah. And you're playing the emotion.
And my energy is usually a higher energy. And I'm, you know, like, so people don't think of me as not having like being emotive. And especially when they see me play like a tragic character or something, but like, it's like I have the emotional vocabulary for characters, but I don't use that vocabulary for myself.
Well, I'm going to, when we do State of Mind, I'll get into some stuff with you. Like,
awesome, man.
That I don't want to get into now, but I'll ask you some stuff and it'll be good.
It'd
be
fun.
Cool.
I'd love that. I'd love that.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Well, everybody, this is the king of daytime, Maurice Bernard, and it's his birthday. So happy birthday, Maurice Bernard.
Happy birthday, Mo.
And we're looking forward to your project. I can't wait to see it. And, of course, I'll see you very soon at work and everywhere else.
All right. Yes, thank
love you,
you guys.
Man. Thank you, buddy.
That was fun, brother. That was fun.
Thanks,
buddy. Always.
Thanks,
always.
All right. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy, though? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or your renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Who was Sherry Crandall?
My mother was a kind-hearted woman.
Why was she brutally murdered inside the Maryland hospital where she worked? And how is the killer still on the loose?
I am shocked that we haven't found the person.
I'm Washington, D.C. crime reporter Paul Wagner. Join me as I investigate this cold case with an unforgettable twist. Murder in a Safe Place. Season 2 of the award-winning American Nightmare podcast series, a WTOP production. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts.